Chapter 23, Bellamy. He'd start with letting the bastards starve. Then maybe when they were all so weak with hunger that they had to crawl over to him and beg for forgiveness, then he'd consider going out to hunt. But they'd have to make do with a squirrel or something else small. No way he was killing another deer for them. Bellamy had spent the night unable to sleep, watching the infirmary tent in order to make damn sure no one got anywhere near his sister. Now that it was morning, he'd resorted to pacing around the perimeter of the camp. He had too much energy to sit still. Bellamy stepped over the tree line, feeling his body relax slightly as the shadows washed over him. Over the past few weeks, he discovered that he enjoyed the company of trees more than people. He shivered as a breeze swept across the back of his neck and looked up. The patches of sky visible through the branches were beginning to turn gray, and the air suddenly felt different, almost damp. He lowered his head and kept walking. Perhaps Earth had had enough of their bullshit already and was initiating a second nuclear winter. He turned and began drifting in the direction of the stream, where there were usually animal tracks to follow. But then a flash of movement in a tree a few meters away caught his attention, and he paused. Something bright red was waving in the wind. It might have been a leaf, except there wasn't anything else close to that shade nearby. Bellamy squinted, then took a few steps forward, feeling a strange prickle on the back of his neck. It was Octavia's hair ribbon. It made absolutely no sense. She hadn't been out in the woods for days, but he'd recognize it anywhere. There were some things you could never forget. The halls were dark as Bellamy scurried up the stairs to their flat. It had been worth staying out after curfew, as long as he didn't get caught. He'd broken through an old air shaft, too small for anyone but a child to crawl through, into an abandoned storage room he'd heard about on C-Deck. It was full of all kinds of treasures. A brimmed hat topped with a funny-looking bird, a box that said 8-minute abs on it, whatever that meant, and a red ribbon he'd found wrapped around the handle of a strange wheeled bag. Bellamy had traded his other discoveries in exchange for ration points, but he'd kept the ribbon, even though it would have fed them for a month. He wanted to give it to Octavia.